I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How far are you two willing to go for a youthful appearance?
Not this far.
Is there a limit? Is there a line to something you will put on your face? It's your Be Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
For me, the limit does not exist.
I simply do not believe you. There's no way that you just haven't found what that limit is. I was reading an article called 55 Cheap Surprising Things That Make You Look Way Hotter in Under 5 Minutes.
Of course you were reading that article. Oh,
maybe you shouldn't have cited your source first. Okay, and what did you find in this amazing article?
There is a product.
This is real.
This is real. You know, male swimmers?
Yeah.
Salmon swimmers are put into this face serum to make, like, salmon like the fish.
Oh.
Salmon swimmers put into a serum to put on your face.
Yeah.
To make you look younger. Credited with everything from boosting elasticity and hydration to diminishing signs of hyperpigmentation. The lightweight serum has 5 peptides, another word I can't pronounce, to immediately plump up skin while improving texture and tone with continued use, which sounds great. And I know that you just heard all the benefits, but I need you to think about what I just said is in there.
Jennifer Aniston is a big fan of this, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to look like
there's
Jennifer Aniston. Sign me up.
Sure.
I don't care if there's swimmers from salmon in there. I could care less.
I have so many questions for the person who discovered this. I have so many. Why?
Well, there are people who, like, use parts of the placenta and put it on their face, believing that that is.
But that at least is, like, from your body.
No, not theirs.
Not theirs?
Come on. Where do you even go to buy that?
Others.
There's people locally who will, like, process it into pills that you take.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
No. Do you want to call her?
No.
I got a guy for that. I got a woman for that.
Oh, my God.
You said there's no line
for
you.
There's no line.
So you would pop that pill.
I probably would.
If it made you look like Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, look it. I just had my face lasered.
It looks good, by the way.
Doesn't it?
Every day that goes by, it's less red and less
irritated.
Scaly, less lizardy.
It's going to give me a few days. I'm going to look like glass.
Okay.
Like a young glass.
252 WBEE 252-9233. Is this too far, putting salmon swimmers into a serum to put on your face to make you look younger? Is there a line that we draw for the Fountain of Youth?
Not in TJ's world. No. Are there things that you would do now to stay young-ish looking that you wouldn't have done when you were younger? Yeah. I'm asking all you 40 plus people. It's your Be Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember being, because my mama, when I was, I don't know, 20 something, decided I'm going to get a facelift. And I thought she was crazy. Crazy.
How old was she at that point?
I don't even remember.
Maybe late 40s.
But for me, I was 50s? Like, what is your problem? You know, like, you're a mom. And I just remember thinking, I'm never going to do that. Well, now look at me. I'm like, laser off my face.
Which you just did.
Yes. Laser it all off so I can look better. And yeah, I don't know, when you're faced with it and it's you who's changing in the mirror. And it's not just wrinkles. Like, you're like, yeah, I'll take wrinkles. It's like your whole skin texture. Everything is so weird. And you're like, just get it off of me. So yeah, will this product do it? Okay, good.
We were just talking about, I saw online that there's a new product with salmon swimmers that is in a face serum.
Yeah.
And a couple people texting in, Hope, I bet when you're over 50, if there's a product out there to make you look younger, you won't hesitate to use it no matter what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, because right now, I mean, you're youthful in your 20s and you're like, I'm never going to do any of that. That's gross. Yeah, I'll talk to 50-year-old Hope someday.
I think it's so different for men. Like, first of all, they're starting to push products on men like foundation and stuff like that to even out your, and like the stuff you put under your eyes, if you have bags under your eyes, that stuff is showing up in my social media feed all the time.
Yeah, but you guys can get away with so much more.
100%. We can be fat. We can be chubby. Yeah. Nobody's going to say anything. I could lose my hair, which I did at 24, 25 years
and
old.
And you're distinguished.
Right.
We do that and we become like, you know.
Old hags.
Old hags, man.
The gray hair thing. When did you first start dyeing your hair?
College.
College.
I've had gray hair since I was 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe earlier than that. That's just when somebody noticed it in French class and pointed it out.
When I had the long beard, it's completely white, completely gray. I dyed it one time.
Yes, you did.
And I got mocked. And it was a bad dye job.
In my defense,
it was a bad dye job.
It was terrible.
It needed a full dye job, and that was like a partial dye job.
It was so bad.
It was not. It looked dirty. It looked like I had gone through a chimney.
Yes.
So it needed to be done correctly.
And it was like a Wednesday. It was like the middle of the week. We're like, hey, Billy.
And you guys all just ripped on me so bad.
What are you doing?
The beard was gone the following weekend.
The court of public opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, Wendy from Brighton writes in, there's a core group of six friends that have known each other for 20 years. Over that time, we've moved away, raised families, but always made time to get together. One couple has become the disconnected one. They never engage in trip discussions. So now the four of us, without them, have been going on trips together and not posting on Facebook about it. If they don't want to be part of the group or just laying out, that's not my problem. I want to post pictures with my friends. Is that mean? 252-WBEE 252-9233.
I don't know. Post them?
Post them. They're the ones who are opting out. And it's not like they're being mean about it. They're just, if they're not responding, then they're not interested.
Why don't you check on your friends and see what's going on when they're being disconnected?
Well, yeah, you're still inviting them every year, right? It sounds like they just stopped inviting them.
No, it sounds like they're still inviting them, but when they don't say, yes, we're going, they act like they're not going on a trip. And they don't post pictures about it, and they don't share that with their family and friends. And
are they checking on them? Maybe they're picking places that are out of their budget if they really wanted to spend time together. Or maybe they're just overwhelmed. I feel like there needs to be a little bit of a check-in. I would feel hurt if I was, you know, maybe not responding. It's got things going on. That's like, oh, well, I would have loved to have gone maybe to the Thousand Islands as opposed to Aruba.
Right.
See, that door swings both ways. They could say, I would love to hang out with you, but we can't afford Aruba.
Right.
Can we go someplace closer? Like my core group of friends, I've said this before, we grew up together. I don't remember not knowing these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you could literally say anything to each other. Nobody's feelings are going to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford that. We've always talked about going to Vegas. Let's go to Vegas sometime. So we'll save our money, or let's go on a cruise sometime. Like get our families together and go do a cruise.
Right.
That's going to take a lot of money.
Yeah.
So we're going to need time to save for it. Cause some of us make more money than others. I'm at the bottom of the pile with the people I hang out with. They're lawyers. One's a surgeon. They got money.
Yeah.
I can't just fly to Vegas. I need to think about it.
How do you know they're not taking trips without you, Billy? All the ones that are making all that money.
Is this about me?
They were like, yeah, Billy.
Is this play about us?
Do I know Wendy in Brighton?
I'm telling you, what if they're already been to Vegas every year and they're like, one of these years, we got to invite Billy.
All right. 252-WBEE 252-9233. Is it mean to post pictures of you and your friends on a trip when you had other friends who were technically invited but didn't go? For today's Court of Public Opinion, Wendy from Brighton writes in, there's a core group of six friends that have known each other for 20 years. Over that time, we've moved away, raised families, but have always made time to get together. One couple has become the disconnected one. They never engage in trip discussions. So now the four of us, without them, have been going on trips together and not posting about it on Facebook. If they don't want to be a part of the group or just laying out, that's not my problem. I want to post pictures with my friends. Is that mean? 252-WBEE 252-9233.
Post the pictures. They made their decision by not responding. Which is why some people have trouble saying no. Maybe they're just not interested. Maybe the friendship has run its course. Maybe they're broke and they don't want to admit it. Who knows? But yeah. Them not responding at all, that's simply a no. No thanks.
Yeah, and I don't know why you want to post it on Facebook anyway so bad. Like, it doesn't make it to where it didn't happen.
I think that's a little juvenile that she's like, I really want to post my pictures.
Yeah, that's
on
a whole lot of their problem. Like, just don't
post
it. I want
people
to
see pictures of me in my bikini that I look really good in.
Yeah, well.
Feels a little narcissistic.
252-9233. That's our text line and the phone line. Texters, they're all over the board on this one. It's a slow fade. They already know they aren't going. Seeing the photos isn't a surprise. It's just a confirmation of the reality that they created.
Okay.
Facebook is for memories. Point. I post for myself, not for my friends. You just showed us a picture of your kids not 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And how old were they? Was that 10 years ago? 15 years ago? They were little.
They were tiny. Yeah, it was 2015.
So you're kind of posting for yourself. And when the memories come up every day, you're like, oh, look at Ava. Oh, look at little Liam and his big head of hair.
I used to, when the kids were younger, more so post for myself and assume that everyone else wanted to see my kids. I don't post as much as I used to anymore, but I love the memories that come up.
Yeah. Posting those photos is passive aggressive, says another texter. It's a way of saying, look how much fun we're having without you.
Yeah. I don't.
It's just Facebook.
Yeah.
People put way too much importance on social media.
I would probably, I don't know. I have a brother who had this rule that he didn't want anything posted on Facebook at any family gatherings. And I would have like one of his kids in a picture of a family. And he'd be like, you're not posting this on Facebook, right? I was like, what are you running from the law? Why is it a big deal that I post this? It was just, he preferred not to.
Yeah.
So I remember consciously going, well, I want to post it because this is a picture of our family. Did it kill me not to?
Right.
No. Don't post it.
You post it with a big dot over his face. That's what you do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All the pictures of people not wanting to post pictures of their kids and they got a giant emoji. Just don't
just
post
don't
the picture.
Just don't post it.
All right. How are we judging this one? There's text messages all over.
I say we're calling it don't post it.
Don't post it?
Just don't
post
it.
We're just going to default to don't post it?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.